Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Mary Joyce Leader, back to GP's fees. Mary Joyce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
You're your GP in Cork. Have you been listening to our... It began last week when we had a call from a young woman whose father, 69 years of age, attended a GP to get a form signed. And when he was there for a very short time, a cough was noticed, and I think he said to the GP, would you have a look at the cough? And I had a look at the cough, and thank God everything was fine. But the GP then said, well, that's two consultations, so that's €120. I know you don't know the ins and outs of it, Mary Joyce, but what are the pressures on GPs at the minute?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. A GP is a private individual, and he's contracted by the government to provide a service, and his other client is the private patient. So a private patient, a GP, can decide how he'll structure his fees. Hmm. And for example, a lot of people say, well, if you went to the supermarket and you bought one slice pan and then you decided you'd buy another slice pan, would you get the second one free? So there are people who think like that. I think when you're in business, you have to size up the situation. Personally, I wouldn't do that. I would charge, generally, I wouldn't charge extra, but I could... I can understand why, because you've taken up two slots of the GP's time. Now, charging the full amount, the GP is quite entitled to do that because he's a private individual and he's providing a service. But the thing that I rang about was, I heard about a man, he was whimpering because he had to pay a fee for the GP to take him on when he was over 70. Mm. And what I feel is that people don't realise that a lot of things are not covered by the medical card. And I smiled to myself to think that that man went in, asked the GP to cover him 24 hours a day for the rest of his life, and he was grumbling about having to pay the fee for that. Because the GP signing that form, he's signing a contract.
I don't think the man was whimpering, by the way.
Well, I just thought he was giving out.
I don't think he was whimpering. But it's a contract with the state.
Yes.
It's not a contract with the individual.
It's a contract between the state and the GP and the individual, because they've requested it.
Yeah, but it's the state that will be paying it.
Well, but the GP is saying, I will accept the state's payment to look after you.
Yeah, so what's that got to do with the taking 60 quid off the old age pensioner?
Because...
You see, the
GP is a private individual.
I know that. It's a private business. I know that. I know that.
And it is a business. But he's quite entitled to charge the man who has no free cover for a service. And the service he was offering him was to accept him as a patient for the rest of his life.
For which he will be paid by the state.
For which he eventually will be paid by the state, should he be accepted by the... Well, he would be if he's over 70, yes. But the other thing about it is, the medical card doesn't cover people for many things, such as school attendance notes and certificates. It doesn't cover a patient for blood tests. It doesn't cover a patient to get a driving licence, sports medicals. It doesn't cover a health check. It doesn't cover travel insurance. It doesn't cover fitness to travel. It doesn't cover getting a certificate to say that you require alterations to your house by virtue of having an illness. And when you think about it, this contract that the state have with GPs, it's to look after the acute medical care of people.
Yeah. And the other aspect, which is the original party that complained about, on behalf of her father, her older father, she complained that it was €120. She tried to find out from the surgery, as we did, and the surgery said they didn't have a... Well, said a number of things. One, that the person who deals with those queries was away, and two, that they don't have an email. But that person has now got a letter this past week from the surgery saying, from Friday the 14th of February onwards, tomorrow week, you will no longer be able to attend this practice. In this interim period, i.e. 8 days, while arranging your transfer to another GP practice, you may make an appointment with the name doctor if required.
Yeah.
You may also attend a DDoc service out of hours, well, anyone can, and at weekends. And when you feel there is a medical emergency, you may attend the local emergency department, which everyone knows.
Yes.
But they're being struck off the list from
they
next
yeah.
because they dared query the cost.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
I say there for a sec, Dr. Joyce Leader. Tom, good afternoon. Are you there, Tom?
Well, you were, so hello,
yeah,
Joe.
Tom, yes. your point, please. You went to the GP too.
Well, for him to sign my power of attorney document. Like, I had gone through it with my solicitor and everything had been signed and sealed. And at the end of it, she said to me, now this has to be signed by your GP.
Okay.
So I went to the GP, and I mean, it was a regular call for me. Like, I was going about, you know, blood pressure and tablets, like one of my regular calls. I'm 81 years old. Mm. So there wouldn't be a charge. I was there probably 20 minutes with him. I'd say 3 minutes out of that was taken about the power of attorney. He asked me, did I understand that I could change certain matters? And I said, yes, that has been explained by my solicitor. He asked another question. I said, yeah, that was explained by my solicitor too. And then he said, well, will I send it in or will you send it in? I said, I don't mind. He said, okay, I'll send it in. Well, 2 hours later, you know, his secretary rang me and said, that will be €100. And I said, are you kidding? And she said, yes, it is. And I said, I find this crazy. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you know, I have nothing to do with it. That's the charge. But, Joe, listen, I had the
now, how long did a consultation last for?
Well, I was waiting 20 minutes, but the consultation on the power of attorney didn't take more than 3 minutes.
Oh, you paid separately for the... Oh, no, you're on the medical
card. No, I don't have to pay at all.
Because you're on the medical... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So next time I went to see my doctor, I didn't pay then. But next time I went to see my doctor, I said, listen, I really have grave reservations about charging €100 for this. Mm. He said, well, look, you know, something could go wrong, like, and sometimes a doctor may have to go to court or whatever. And, you know, that's like why, you know, obviously this is, well, it was the justification really for charging €100. Now, Joe, I find this pretty daft. I mean, I live in an estate, Joe. Should, you know, I could walk through the estate any day and be knocked down by a car, but I can't go knock on the door of every neighbour and say, look, I could be knocked down someday. I think you should all contribute €20 towards my walk through the estate every day. I mean, I just find it a crazy...
Yeah, but Tom, in fairness, is it when you go to a doctor...
Yes.
Okay, you're there. Okay, take your point where... But he or she did ask you questions. Now, what you're paying for there is the training, a lot of doctors, what, 7-8 years plus post-grad plus speciality.
Yes.
You're paying
surely,
for all.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why a doctor is
trusted. All of that I can accept readily, Joe. But on the other hand, Joe, like, it took about 3 minutes. Everything had already been explained. I mean, if it hadn't been explained to me, yes, I might see a point in charging me more. But it just took a few minutes.
Mm.
And then, you know, there was no talk about charging, and I didn't think there would be. And then I go home, and then I'm rung by the secretary and say, well, that's €100. Well, Joe, I must say, I was just...
Have you paid it? Have you been able to pay?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, I did pay it. And
it's half your weekly pension.
Because he's an extremely good doctor.
Okay, I take that point.
I have great regard for him. And I did not want to be struck off his list of patients. I've been with him for years.
But there was no indication that he's going to strike you off.
And there wasn't, but Joe, that's why I paid the.
Okay.
The you had a case yesterday on your show where
the patient
was struck off because he objected to something.
And
I didn't want that
not
to
just
happen,
not
because
just,
he's an extremely good doctor.
Not just the patient, but the daughter of the patient who paid the 120. She was sent a letter to say, not only are you struck off, but would you tell your father as well that he's struck off too? Des, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
What happened in your case?
Well, I had an accident in work and I threw my back, I threw two discs out, and my job doesn't pay. I wouldn't pay my wages while I was out.
Yeah.
And I went to my GP, and obviously my GP saw me for the back. And I paid my €50, €60 visitation fee, and he put me off work for, signed me off work for a week.
Okay.
Told me to come back within the week. So I went back in the week, and he said that'd be another €60 for the examination. He said, yeah, your back is still out. And he says, that went on for about 2 or 3 weeks. Now, I'm not being paid. I'm not getting social welfare. And he said, well, he says, you go down and see the physiotherapist downstairs. So I says, fine. I went down to the physiotherapist downstairs. I was giving her €50 for every half hour. Mm-hmm. And I had to go back to him every week because she couldn't send me back to work. He'd have to be a doctor, so I had to go back to him. And he was charging me €50. So eventually, I was there one day and I noticed on the wall, there was a sign on the wall that if you come back within 5 days mm-hmm. with the same ailment, it'll be €20. So I start going back every 5 days and he's seen me and he's charged me €20. So after about the second or third time, he said to me, he says, hey, you're going to have to stop coming back here every 5 days and only be charged €20. He says, I'm running a business here, he says. The tax man's not going to believe that I'm only charging you €20 a visit. He says, you're just going to have to stop coming. He says, you're going to have to come back every 7 days. And so I turned around to him and I said, well, hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm not working. Mm-hmm. I'm not being paid by anyone. He says, you're charging me €50. They're sending me downstairs to the physiotherapist. She's charging me €50. You won't send me back to work because she's saying I'm not fit for work.
Yeah.
I says, and as it is, I says, now I have to go to hospital for an MRI scan, which I have to pay out of my own pocket. And they're telling me I need to see a surgeon. And you're not going to certify me for work until the surgeon, because you're afraid your insurance company won't indemnify you. But yet, they're telling me I can't go back to work. And I'm not earning any money. But you're charging me €50 every time I walk through your door.
So if you come back within 5 days with the same element, which seems to be a decent deal, you'd be charged £20.
€20, yeah.
So you took to going back every 5 days?
Yeah, because I couldn't afford to be going back every 7 days and paying €50.
Yeah, I take your point, yeah. I see somebody has sent us another sign here. I won't read out the surgery. It's not fair at this stage because a lot of surgeries now are high tech and big operations and ancillary and space and everything else. But this is one surgery. We advise that your doctor can manage a maximum of 2 issues per consultation.
Well, ironically enough, Joe, I had my daughter. She had an accident in work as well. She's on she was due to go on maternity leave, and she was at her doctor yesterday. And he gave her a cert for 4 weeks
to run into
the start of maternity with.
Okay, let me ask Dr. Mary Joyce Leader. Dr. Joyce Leader, have you ever seen that sign, we can only manage a maximum of 2 issues per consultation?
Well, I know that a lot of doctors have their own policies.
Yeah.
And again, that's what they feel comfortable doing. So it's a matter of individual decision-making there. And again, with regard to the man that you had on earlier about the power of attorney,
yeah.
No legal document is free when you have a medical card. So power of attorney, attorney reports and certifications, fitness to make a will, examination for mental capacity to make a will, all these things are not covered. So anything to do with legal matters are not covered. And basically, you're signing a legal document. That man went to the GP to make sure that he was of sound mind and that he had the capacity to make the decision that he was making. So the solicitor then is happy that he can go ahead and finalise the arrangements.
Tom, do you want to comment on that? The GP had to determine if you were of sound mind, Tom.
Yes, but I know the GP very well, Joe, and he knows me very well. I mean, that wasn't the point. I mean, he knows me for years. You know, that didn't really enter into it at all, really. In this particular case, it was just the two questions, which I said my solicitor has dealt with. And, you know, as I said, it didn't take more than 3 minutes, Joe.
Mary, has anyone...
That particular part of my visit to him took maybe 3 minutes altogether. And I was just very taken aback when I then learned, well, this costs €100. I just thought it was really, you know, too much, really.
Just to be clear, Tom, in your case, when you asked, could you sign this power of attorney, for me, like, I'm determining it, did he ask you a sequence of questions?
No. He didn't ask me any questions. He asked me... do you understand that you can change this? Like, you, there are other options for you. And I said, yes, my solicitor explained it. And he asked me another question. I said, yes, my solicitor explained it. And that was it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, okay. Stay there. Back after this. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Anne Barden is in Drogheda. Anne, your point, please, on this debate about GPs' fees and extra fees, well, really.
I was just amazed that this man was expecting the GP to fill the forms for him for free. Yeah. I'm sure he didn't expect the solicitor to look do the business for him without charging him.
There'd be some charge, but yeah, I thought that for 3 minutes, be charging over the top.
Like, yeah, but it's I mean, the business is, he went to the doctor to do the to get the form filled up. Regardless of how long it took, it was a service he was asking for. And I think we have unreal expectations of doctors. I think I have found them very good over the years, and I've had a lot of illness.
As do I, by the way. I find them very good over the years, and that's why I was so amazed.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's just a case of maybe misunderstanding, but I think there are certain things that we need to pay for, and regardless of whether it's kind of sandwiched in with something else or not, we need to pay for them.
And you have dealings with medics, Anne?
Yes, I've had a lot of dealings over the years, and of various conditions, and I found them very good.
Great,
and hospitals as well.
But when you say did the solicitor charge, of course you... the Troika pointed this out years ago, and nothing has been done about it. The cost of legal fees in Ireland are, on average, much higher than other countries. But anyway, that's the benchmark. Is Anthony Hopkins is in Norway? Anthony, good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you, Joe?
Good. You're ringing from Stavanger in Norway.
No, Oslo, Norway.
Oh, sorry, just said Stavanger. Okay, Oslo. Okay, what happened today? You went to the dock.
Yeah, I was at the doctor today just to get a little rash checked out and just get a blood test and a checkup for things like, just normal blood tests.
Okay.
And so the price of that works out at around, in around 27 euros, I think it was, 25.
Okay.
And that's including the blood test as well. And that's a standard price for everybody.
Oh, for everybody.
You know, so
okay.
Just, yeah. Even no matter how much you're wearing, that's doesn't matter how poor or rich you are. That is what you'd be paying. Yeah.
But in terms of your income tax? I mean, I don't know whether you're in that situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Norway, you pay a slightly higher amount of income tax probably compared to Ireland, but that's what it goes towards is the whole medical system, you know, your doctor, hospitals, things like that.
Yeah, but
so for example, if I was sick for the rest of the year, the max I would pay in terms of hospital and doctor visits would be 250 euros approximately. And
That's the max you pay in a year.
That's the max you will have to lay out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, because how this debate began with somebody who laid out 120 euro just for one visitation.
Exactly. So if you compare it, I think it's just shocking when I listen to your show and hearing it and comparing it to somewhere like Norway.
Yeah, but am I not correct in saying prices in Norway, the prices in Norway are laughable, they're so high, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, food and things like that, maybe socializing can be quite expensive. But again, you pay a slightly higher amount of tax to not have to worry about things like going to the doctor, ending up in hospital, things like that. You know, the times when you really want to not have to worry about those financial things.
And
it balances out in a way.
Yeah, and by the way, do you have to? Is there a queue? You have to get an appointment to see a GP in Oslo.
Yeah. You sign up for. You go on to the website, choose which doctor you want in your area, and it's all centrally controlled by, I suppose, the equivalent of the HSE, I suppose.
Okay, and do they all speak English, Anthony, or can you?
I can speak Norwegian. Okay. I've been here quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ballyferma in Dublin.
Oh, very good. And what was wrong with Ballyer? What has Norway got that Ballyferma hasn't?
Scenery, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, the people. Yeah. Although I do miss Ballyer. I'll be back there next week.
Okay, stay there for a sec, Anthony. Deirdre, good afternoon. You're on Warfarin, Deirdre.
Hi, a lot of people on blood thinners. And I had to go at least twice a month. And each time I was charged as if I had seen the doctor, and I never saw him.
And give me more detail in terms of the fee, is it, Deirdre? You were charged.
He charged me as if I had been with the doctor,
Yeah.
And I hadn't.
And who took your bloods?
A nurse.
Okay. And you were charged a normal consultation fee for visiting a GP?
Yeah, 60-something.
I think
When I queried it and tried to get receipts, I had desperate hassle for a long time. When eventually I got them, I sent them into you-know-who. Yeah.
Who's you-know-who?
Revenue.
Oh, did you?
I did.
What was your message there, Deirdre?
Because he was ripping everybody off. That's why.
Yeah.
It's not just. It's dreadful. I feel so sorry for people. It's what's going on. It's absolutely appalling.
And can you not present at some hospitals and get free blood tests?
No, lots of places all around
the
country.
They have
clinics,
yeah.
But they don't have one where I live. No.
Okay.
And they don't want one. The GPs don't want one, I was told.
So you're calling for a blood clinic to be set up?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Because with technology these days, it's very straightforward, isn't it?
Yes, you think so.
Seems they do 13 or 14 mm-hmm. different tests.
I asked a politician and he inquired and he told me, no, the GPs didn't want it.
Would that be true, Dr. Joyce Leader? Would that be true? Would GPs have a say in...
No, they don't. I mean, GPs might be consulted, but usually services are set up. A hospital will decide that there is a need for a service and they'll set it up. But you know what I wonder? When that lady had her INR done, did the nurse decide how much medication she was to continue on taking?
No.
Who decided it?
The doctor did originally. I was on it for years.
But every time you had the test done, a decision has to be made about how much medication you take for the next
interval. Well, it wasn't.
So?
No, it was not. No.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Doctor, as a result, it has wrecked my system.
Right.
Okay, well, that's it. Went into a different
area
there. Yeah. Let me bring Maria in for a sec. Maria, the practice in... Where is it? Carlo.
It's in Carlo, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I am actually from Galway, well, originally from Lisbon, but living in Galway now for the last 25 years.
Okay.
And this practice is actually in the area where a family member now is residing.
Okay, and what is the notice?
I send a picture there to you. I don't know if you saw a picture from the surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay, so it's you can only bring up two issues with the doctor now. So it doesn't matter how many complaints you have. If you have more than two issues, you need to book a further appointment for another date. This is particularly challenging for older people, you know, because they live alone most of the time. They are relying on people to bring them in and, you know, bring them back to the surgery with different conditions. And they don't want to go. So what's the point? You know, the doctor has 10 minutes for me. I barely sit down and I'm told, you know, it's finished. You have to come back another day. They are charging for bloods as well, which they are told then that they can go and collect from somewhere. I don't know. I think there's a procedure that you can claim back if you are older, over a pensioner, that you can get that money back. But the surgeon says, well, it's not a problem. You can do that yourselves. We just charge. So I just think, you know, it's more like a money-making machine than caring about the patients. And my family member actually told me, well, you better not go online and not mention anything because I'm actually afraid of what can happen to us. And after hearing what you said yesterday, Joe, about that father, you know, the gentleman and the lady.
His daughter, we were struck off.
And that's exactly what they are hearing.
Struck off the list, The GP said that as of tomorrow week, they're gone. Uh-huh. They can find another... GP or go to an A&E.
That's it. And because the demand is huge at the moment in Carlow, you know, there's not enough GPs there.
But when so they say you can only, has anyone any idea, what do they mean you can only raise two issues per visit?
Two issues. For example, if you have blood pressure that you know you have to check your blood pressure and you want the doctor to check it with you.
That's one issue.
Something else, that's one issue.
Okay.
If you have a headache or something else, that's the second issue.
But if I have I have a pain in my right foot, and I also have a pain in my left foot. Is that two separate issues?
Exactly. Precisely. One thing at a time.
That's
you can
terrible.
Only deal with two issues. And if you have diabetes or something else, you have to book for another day. All the doctor can talk to you about is two issues within those 10 minutes. Because the surgery is very busy and there's nothing else we can do. We're very sorry. So I think it's disgraceful, you know, and pregnant ladies as well that I had, you know, people telling me stories about when they go in there because they have problems with the pregnancy and mental health issues as well. And they feel very, you know, because they are going in with the pregnancy.
That's a very good point. And pregnancy isn't an illness. Pregnancy is a condition, a wonderful condition.
It's an issue.
I take your point. You go in and say, well, what issues that are arising in my pregnancy that can I prioritise or bring up?
Exactly.
Given that I can only bring up two.
Precisely.
Okay, but say what is 51551. Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie. Dr. Leader, thanks again for calling in. You're the GP talking to you today. But that sign saying only two issues per consultation, Mary.
Yes, I think I don't agree with that at all. But I think it's an indication of how overwhelmed GPs are.
Okay.
I feel that.
Okay.
But I would certainly not do it.
Okay. Thanks.
And Joe, if you don't mind, just very quickly, I just wanted to say, you know, because I don't want to come across as, you know, especially with all the anti-migrant issues that we hear in the radio and everything, you know, even in your own program, I have no complaint whatsoever myself. I love Ireland. Like I said, I've been here 23 years. I'll never go back. I love it here. And my own GP, thankfully, is a lovely lady. And, you know, she can take 1 hour with me if I need to be seen for an hour. I have no complaint. And she's been my GP for 25 years, all my family that are living here.
Okay.
So there are excellent experiences as well. But this situation in Carlow, it's just like a money-making machine and it's totally unfair.
Well, we heard your other side, so to speak, from Mary. Thanks indeed, Marie. I'm way over time. Apologies. I'm not kicking you out. Don't worry. My time is up. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Rebecca, me and producer, and Ray Darcy's next.